Hello and welcome to Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm Katie Mox, and coming up on today's show, the Yankees went from chasing history in the first half to struggling to put together wins as of late. Is it finally time to panic in New York? Serena Williams announced that she will retire after the U.S. Open, but should you put your money on Serena one last time? And of course, I will give you my Mox Locks. But first, let's bring in our Wednesday guest, Mr. Kenny Betts Big. Kenny, how's it going this week?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I think I broke even on my bets on Monday, so hopefully I need to get back. I'm actually going to do a little opposite of what I did on Monday. Monday, I backed the A's. Today, I don't think I'm going to. But before we get into this and before we get your very clever picks, let's start with my Mox thought. All right, so the Yankees continue to slide after a 1-0 loss in the 13th to the Mariners last night. They've lost 15 of their last 25 games. And now a front runner for the AL comeback of the year is Matt Carpenter. But guess what? He's out indefinitely with a broken foot. They went from chasing a historic season to having some serious question marks come postseason. So is it time for Yankees bettors like myself to start worrying? I'm going to say no. Yes, they had a five-game losing streak, which is an absolute season high. And they're only 19-21 in their past 40 games. But I think that's to be expected to a certain extent. Like Yankees manager Aaron Boone said, you got to let the dust settle a little bit from the trade deadline. They got some new guys coming in. They sent some guys away. He had a nice talk with them. And yes, losing Carpenter to a broken foot is a huge bummer, but they are getting a lot of people back. You got big hitters, Rizzo and Stanton, who are expected to return soon. And then on the pitching, they're going to get Cervino back and also Miguel Castro, all coming back from injury. I think they're going to be just fine. I think it's just some dust settling. Right now, they're at plus 380 on Caesars Sportsbook, which is the highest that they've been. They're behind the Dodgers right now at plus 360. I actually think it might be a good time to buy in because once they start winning again, which I absolutely think will happen, those odds are going to drop. So I think it's actually a good time to buy in on the Yankees if you haven't already.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Bringing Kenny back in for Capper's Corner. Kenny, you heard what I had to say, and I know that you are a Mets fan, but is it time to panic for the Yankees?
I wouldn't say it's time to panic. They had the luxury of building such a large lead in that division, yes, to where they can afford to, you know, lose a few games here and there. But I will say that I did call this, you know, I did pretty much predict that this would happen.
You never cease to tell me when you have predicted something. It turns out I called it.
Yeah. Right. You have to. Yes. Hopefully you guys forget the ones that I was wrong on. But Here's why. The Yankees, they're a great team. They have a great lineup, but they were playing, like you said, at a historic level. They were on pace to be arguably the best team ever. So I thought they were playing a little bit above their heads at that point. So I did think at some point they would regress back to the mean. Now, as far as their, you know, championship outlook, out of the AL, you know, in my opinion, it looks like it's going to come down to them and the Astros. Like those two look like the juggernauts. If I had to pick, I would probably put my money on the Astros, though. You know, the moves that they made at the deadline, it seems to really have bolstered up that offense, which was already clicking on all cylinders. So, yeah, in a seven-game series, it will be tough, but they do have Verlander. Yeah, I would probably go with the Astros over the Yankees in a seven-game series.
Yeah, Verlander's been absolutely lights out. He's definitely a scary person to go against. All right, let's take a look at the Yankees division rivals, the Red Sox. They are five games back in the AL wildcard race, and Chris Sale's bad luck season continued. As it was announced, he is out for the remainder of the season for falling off his bike and breaking his wrist. So how do you think that this affects the Red Sox going forward?
I mean, even prior to the injury, the Red Sox looked like they were on a, you know, just an epic collapse of proportions to where they were just pretty much knocking themselves out of the playoff race already. So obviously this doesn't bode well for them turning things around and, you know, hopefully making a push, because they do have, I think it's the third easiest schedule down the stretch. So even though they were on a little bit of a slide, you know, there were some things that they could take from that. Like they got Devers back in the lineup. So you would think they would have a chance, but now Chris Sale goes down. The Red Sox, they sold at the deadline. You know, they get rid of Christian Vasquez. It's almost like they're packing it in. So I wouldn't put your money on it, my money, the listeners' money. I would stay as far away from the Red Sox as possible.
I agree with you on this one. And you want to talk about bad luck. Okay, so Chris Sale, he signed a $145 million extension with the Red Sox in 2019. He was on the 60-day injury list in 2019. He had Tommy John surgery in 2020. He had 60 days earlier this year for rib stress. And then it's one thing to lose a player when they get injured in the game, but when they do things outside of the game, like fall off a bike or a skateboard or whatever it is, it's just that much more frustrating. But to your point, when I looked at what Chris Sale has been able to do, he's only pitched two games this season. He wasn't really that great. He allowed five hits and two earned runs in just two Red Sox starts. So I feel like losing him is really not that big of a deal, considering he wasn't really a part of the lineup and he spent so much time on the injury list.
Yeah, and you're forgetting he did have another start, but it was in AAA. Remember, I don't know if you remember, where he was like going nuts. Like again, he walked like five or six batters, was going nuts in the locker room.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. Yeah. Okay, good. So maybe they won't miss his temper all that much. All right. So let's move on to teams that have a shot that are on the outside right now. So who do you think right now that's on the cusp of the playoff race right now that has a really good shot at making the playoffs?
So this one pains me to say as a Mets fan, but the Phillies are on a heater right now. Since firing Joe Girardi, the team is, you know, night and day from what they looked like prior to firing Joe Girardi. I think they've won six in a row now, and that's all without Bryce Harper. So he's expected to come back. You know, they're talking he may not be able to take the field. He hurt his thumb, got hit by a pitch, hurt his thumb. And I guess now now in his rehabs, his elbow is starting to flare up. So they're talking about when he comes back, it might be strictly as a DH, but even getting his bat back in that lineup, like he was batting over 300 before going down. So, you know, you talk about like acquiring pieces at the deadline, you know, the Mets, they get Jacob DeGrom back from injury and he, you know, reinvigorates that team. Imagine getting Bryce Harper back and what it's going to do to that Phillies team. So, you know, come playoff time, the Phillies are not a team that I would want to face. They have a ton of offensive power, you know, threats all down the lineup. And then they got Zach Wheeler. So, you know, they have a decent pitching staff. It's not terrible. So yeah, the Phillies are a team that I would look out for. And in the AL side, the Twins. You know, the Twins went out and they got Mally. They got the reliever Lopez from the Baltimore Orioles. And then that lineup is one of the best in baseball. Buxton, Correa, Luis Arraez. So they have a ton of talent all over that team. So those are two teams, you know, that I'm going to keep my eye on down the stretch.
I definitely think they're good to keep your eye on. I was just looking up what the odds are, and Caesar Sportsbook agrees with you. For the Phillies to make the playoffs are at minus 450. So obviously, I know that's not a bet you're going to make. However, to look to them to make the to make the playoffs makes a lot of sense. So what are the Twins? Twins are at minus 120, so not as likely as they believe that the Phillies are.
Yeah, the Twins, I mean, I guess because the Phillies, you know, you look at who they're going up against in the on the Twin side, even their division is up for grabs. Like, it's them, the Guardians, and the White Sox. They're all pretty much about a game within each other. And then you look at the wild card, the Mariners are a potential team for that. Even the Orioles. Like, I know you and I were saying we're not buying in on Orioles. But the Orioles just can't seem to lose at this point. You know, they just took two from the Blue Jays going for the sweep today. The AL, the wild card is going to be, it's definitely going to come down to the end. And it's literally up for grabs for a few teams.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm looking at some just as heavy favorites because I like the Mariners, obviously, to make the playoffs. They're also at minus 450 right now on Caesar Sportsbook. So not exactly a bet I would make. But look, they gave up a lot for Luis Castillo. They sent four players to Cincinnati. It seems to be working out well because he pitched against the Yankees and got himself a win. I feel like these teams that really did well at the trade deadline, like the Mariners, or of course like the Padres now that Juan Soto is there, those are some teams that I think are definitely going to make the playoffs, but not exactly great in the odds.
It's funny, the Padres, they look like the same old Padres, right? They get Juan Soto, all the hype around them, and then they get swept by the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers really took that one and made a point to like just beat up on the Padres to show you like, dude, we don't care who you got. We're the Dodgers.
Well, the Dodgers are the favorite right now. The Yankees have slipped to the second to win the World Series. Dodgers, I believe, right now are at plus 360. And they've been rocking and rolling, so that will be interesting to see as well. Okay, let's switch gears now and talk a little tennis. So Serena Williams announced that she will retire after this year's U.S. Open. She is a long shot to win at plus 1600. So would you put your money on Serena one last time?
Yes. Let me start off for the people listening. I am no tennis expert. but how do you not? Just for, she's won 23 Grand Slam titles.
Yep.
The record is 24, but that was before the Open era. So you know, the people in the tennis community, like Serena's 23, I guess, is considered like the impressive one. Yeah. But she has a chance to get to 24 here. You know, she's been competitive as of late as far as getting to the finals. But whenever she gets there, she just seems to kind of choke. And that's not typically what we're accustomed to seeing from Serena or Venus, like the Williams sisters. Anytime they're in that, you know, championship or, you know, the top level competition, they usually rise to the occasion. But for her, she's dropped the last four finals in straight sets. So at plus, I think she's, what is she, plus 1600, you said, on Caesar?
Plus 1600, yeah.
I mean, yeah, why not? For the culture, right? Come on, Katie, for the culture. Let's get on board.
I'm not on board, which I know is so crazy because when we look at Serena's accomplishments, she has 23 Grand Slam singles titles, 39 total Grand Slam titles. That, of course, includes her mixed doubles and her doubles with her sister, 10 since turning 30, which is crazy. She's got four Olympic gold medals. She has six Wimbledon titles, and her career record, Kenny, 855-153. Wow. Like it's just ridiculous. She is the GOAT, the best to ever do it. However, I put money on her in the French Open and I watched that match and she was just gassed. I don't think that she has the endurance and has practiced as much. She's not at the level that she was. She looked absolutely exhausted. She still has the power. She still looked good. But with these younger players that have just been nonstop for the last few years where she's taken a little bit of a break, I just don't think she has the stuff anymore, which I know is an insane thing to say. I like the favorite here. I like the chalk. I like Swiatek. She's amazing. She's the number one ranked in the world right now. She's already a two-time Grand Slam winner, including the French Open, which she just won. She's pretty good on clay. And this would be her first U.S. Open title. She's only 21 years old. I think she's kind of the replacement for Serena, so my money would be on Swiatek. But if Serena does win, I will be happy and proud. And again, she's the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it. Her accomplishments, as I just read off, are ridiculous. I don't know if anyone will ever be that good. I think she's past her prime.
Katie, come on. We got to do it for the culture. Like, I just remember being like 10 years old, yes. You know, 8-year-old kid, summertime, eating my cereal in the morning at my mom's house and watching Serena, and she's still on TV. It's insane that she's what she's been able to accomplish. Because like you said, tennis and like very much like soccer is usually dominated by the younger players just because of the, you know, the nature of the sport, like how much running and quick movement you got to do. But it's both of them, even Venus. I think Venus is the oldest player on tour, right? Yeah. So hats off to them, man. You know, remarkable story, just the whole thing in general, from, you know, their upbringing, where they came from, how they got to where they're at. So, you know, I'm not going to go crazy on it, but I'll put $100-$200 on Serena.
That's a big bet for me, but I know you like to bet big, as in your name. So that is a small bet for you. Okay, switching gears here to the NFL. Let's talk OBJ is one of the biggest names left on the market. It was reported this week that he is interested in Buffalo. Where, and of course, who wouldn't be interested in Buffalo if I was a wide receiver? I'd be like, yeah, please send me to Josh Allen and with that defense. So where do you think OBJ is going to land?
So if I had to guess, it would, I mean, Buffalo obviously looks like the obvious choice now just because of what was going on Instagram with him and Von Miller, you know, commenting back and forth at one another.
But OBJ was doing that last season too. I know he wasn't injured, but when he was kind of leaving Cleveland, I feel like he likes to just like infiltrate social media, start some rumors, get people talking.
Yeah, definitely. Like OBJ, I think was probably one of, you know, if you remember back to like that catch he made, he was one of like the first athletes to really blow up on social media, right? Like, you know, a few years back, because social media 5 years ago is not the monster that it is today. Now it's huge. So yeah, I do think Odell likes to be a little cheeky and troll sometimes on social media. But like you said, who wouldn't want to go to the Bills to play with Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and great defense? You know, they're the favorite to win it all. But I'm hoping the Ravens, you know, I think a lot of people, what were you saying?
I like that.
Yeah. You know, they were the favorite, I think, before the little Instagram saga started, but you know, Lamar Jackson, they desperately need a number one wide receiver. So, you know, I think it fits. But I'm hoping at least for my Ravens bets that he goes there. That would be a huge boost to that team.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm high on the Ravens too, in terms of being a long shot. I think that a lot of people are underestimating them. I feel like this is a lot of hoopla. It's a lot. Of course, he would like to go to the Bills. I don't necessarily think the Bills need him. I do think the Ravens would be a good spot for him, but I would not be surprised if he stays with the Rams. He's not expected to return until October or November. So that's a couple months into the season. I feel like the team that knows him, that knows what he can do, it's easier for them to re-sign Odell than having another team kind of take a chance on him, not necessarily know when he's coming back. So I wouldn't be surprised if he stays with Rams.
Yeah, me either. I mean, at the end of the day, like, it is LA, it's Hollywood. Odell Beckham is Hollywood. So
he had a great Super Bowl too before he got injured.
Yeah, a few, you know, unfortunately, I had a couple bets on his over yards that they were just hinging on him to go get. I think he needed like 8 more yards and then he gets hurt. So that was a tough break. But yeah, he looked like the old Odell in the playoffs. So unfortunate injury, but hopefully he can come back and, you know, get right back to where he left off.
I agree. Okay, so let's talk the Jets here. It's always a fun conversation. The Jets were dealt a tough blow this week. Offensive tackle Mekhi Becton is likely out for the season due to a kneecap fracture, but there has been a lot of optimism among bettors when it comes to the Jets. They have the most bets to win the AFC East at plus 2200 and the second most bets to make the playoffs at plus 650. What is a good long shot bet to win the AFC East?
So, I think it's the Pats. I think they're, what are they, plus 425? Like, I mean, obviously, I understand you got the Bills in the division and the new look Dolphins that everyone's hyped up about, but they don't have Bill Belichick. You know, Bill Belichick coaches only one team in that division, and it's the Patriots. And I think he wants to get back on top. You know, it's been a few years since they have won that division after having their, you know, stranglehold on it for many, many years. So, I think Bill, he's got the team. Mac Jones, another year in the league, a little more experienced. They have that vaunted running attack. They get Devontae Parker from the Dolphins, so new look wide receiver for them. And the defense is still always elite under Bill Belichick. So the Pats at plus 425, ton of value there. So I would go Pats.
It's actually a +475. So I was just looking it up on my Caesars Sportsbook app. And it's interesting to say what's a long shot bet here, because the only long shot bet really is the Jets at +2200, which is not happening. You got the Bills at -230. They're the favorites. And then the Patriots and the Dolphins are actually tied for second there at +475. But I agree with you. Obviously we're not going to take the Bills here, and that's not a long shot. They're the favorite. If you look at the Patriots versus the Dolphins, I'm going to take Bill Belichick all the time. And of course, I'm a Niners girl. So I do love Mike McDaniel. I don't believe in Tua at all. I don't think they're going to be as hot, even though they have all of those weapons around him. I just don't think that he's very consistent or very accurate, even though Tyreek Hill said it's the most accurate quarterback he's ever played with, which we know he was lying. So I agree with you. I'm going to take the Patriots on this one because they've got Bill Belichick. And I do think that Mac Jones, he improved last year. I think he surprised a lot of people towards the end of the season, and he's only going to get better. And the Patriots defense is always going to be elite.
Yeah, and anytime I see like a lot of like money or action going on like the New York or the Philadelphia teams, those are markets that usually like their fan base, they're pretty adamant at, you know, backing their team. So usually like this is something if you're listening, you can take in and learn for the season. Like if let's say the Eagles or the Jets are playing someone and you like the opposite team, usually you can get the best line closest to the game because you know, so much action from the fan base is going to be put onto those teams that the lines usually move kind of in that way. But yeah, if you're putting your money on the Jets to make the playoffs or even win that division, you might as well take a match, throw your money in a garbage can, throw the match in there because that's what you're doing. You're lighting it on fire.
On that note, that's the AFC East. Who is your favorite long shot to make the playoffs for any team, any division?
So I'm not going to bet this because, but if I had to pick one, I would go Steelers. You know, I think they were in the playoffs last year. I think they're the most complete team. When you look at like a long shot, I was looking for like at least like +300 or higher odds.
Yeah.
You know, their odds are right in line with like the Jaguars. I think the Steelers have a way better shot to make the playoffs than the Jaguars do. You look at teams like the Jets. I'm not putting any money on the Jets. Zero. That's for damn sure.
Yep.
So yeah, you look at the Steelers, they still have that great defense. They have TJ Watt. The coach never had a losing season, Mike Tomlin. So they have an elite coach. The offense is good. They have Najee Harris. They just signed Deontay Johnson. They got Chase Claypool, who say what you want about him. He's not a bad receiver, even though he thinks he's a little better than he is.
Yeah.
And then the quarterback situation, we've both talked about it a few times where they lose Hall of Famer Big Ben, future Hall of Famer.
Hasn't been a Hall of Famer really for a few years. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's really not a step down. You know what I mean? Because he was at the tail end of his career. He was a shell of himself. So whether it's Kenny Pickett or Trubisky, I honestly think they both give the Steelers a better chance than Ben did last year.
I agree with you. I don't think their offense will be as predictable because, you know, Big Ben was basically just running the ball the whole time. So I feel like they're going to open up the field a little bit more. And so hopefully, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing season. I took them under their win total. I feel like this might be the first time they have a losing season. But, you know, at the odds right there, I think that that is a good bet. I'm going to go with the Panthers. They're at +400 as a value long shot. I'm not sure I'm taking this one to the window either. But if we look at them, okay, they got Baker Mayfield, so they've upgraded on their quarterback. I think that's going to be great. And if you look at the NFC South as a whole, with the exemption being the Bucs, it has gotten a little bit weaker. The Saints have no Sean Payton. The Falcons are in a rebuild. You can't even name a lot of their players. We got McCaffrey back. Their defense has been solid. I think they could be a sneaky team here at +400 to make the playoffs just because the division isn't that great and they have really upgraded themselves in several different categories.
No, yeah, that's another one. Like, I don't hate that at all. You know, Baker coming in with the chip on his shoulder, he could easily look like Baker from a few years ago and, you know, take that team to the playoffs. But you look at that, how do the Jaguars have lesser odds than the Panthers have a way better team than the Jaguars?
Yes. Yeah.
Are we missing something?
I don't know. Maybe we are missing something, but the Jaguars are a team that I would like the Jets. I would never put any money on them to do something positive until further notice. But the last few years have just been atrocious for them. All right, Kenny. So let's get crazy here. According to Caesars, the Bills have received more bets to have a perfect season than any other team combined. So the consensus is if someone is going to have a perfect season, it's the Bills. Would you take this bet? Yes is at +1500. No is at +4000.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
If I'm going to bet it, it would, again, be a small, fun bet, you know, nothing crazy. So yeah. If you're listening at home, don't take your 401k out and put it on this,
oh, God,
obviously.
No. Yeah.
But I do think there is a chance, you know, I've talked about it a couple times. I don't think it will be the Bills, though. I think the Bucks do have a legitimate chance to run the table. Katie, you know I'm a big Brady guy.
Yes.
I just really do think that there is a chance. The schedule is weak, soft. The division, terrible. Like, we're talking the Panthers could be good, but they could be terrible too, just like we expect the Falcons to be and the Saints to take a step back.
Yeah.
I would lean that it doesn't happen, but I would never bet a minus 4,000. You're putting $4,000 to win $100. You're insane if you're betting stuff like that. But throw 50 bucks, 100 bucks on it, you know? Why not?
Or $10 on it, Kenny. Just $10 would also get you a little something. I agree with you. I would never bet for anyone to have a perfect season because it's basically lightning in a bottle. When's the last time it happened, right? The Patriots, I believe, had a perfect season, you know, a while ago. So it doesn't really happen. And even when a team is really, really good, like I remember in the 2019 season, I believe that the Niners were like, had won 11 games in a row, or maybe it was even 13. And then they go and they play the Falcons, who are not very good that season, and then they get a loss. So there's always those trap games, those little moments where even the best team could lose to the worst team. So I would never take this bet. But I would also sprinkle a little bit on yes, because as we know, I am very high on the Bills this season. I like them over their win total, which I believe is at 11.5. I like them to win their division, and I like them to even win the Super Bowl. So if anyone's going to do it, I like the Bills. You like the Pats. Nobody should be taking this bet. Save your money.
The Bucks. I wish Brady was still on the Pats.
I guess
a heartbroken fan here. So when you're so high on the Bills, like what is it? Do you think it's just a combination of how they looked last year and kind of how their season ended that, you know, they're really coming into this year?
Kenny, yes, all of the above. I think that they were robbed last year. They basically, I think they could have won the Super Bowl even last year, but that coin toss, which now that rule has changed, kept them out of the championship game there. And I just think Josh Allen, it's his year. He gets better and better. I think that their coach potentially could be coach of the year. He's been on the cusp a few times. Their defense is great. Their offense is great. So I'm just a Bills believer. I feel like it is time for the Bills again. I'm ready to break out some tables and jump on them, but I just think they're a full package, and they have been for the last couple seasons. They've been building up to it. It's their time.
Yeah, they definitely have a very complete team. So can't fault you there. Hopefully they don't win it, but for my bet,
who do you want to win it? Who's your future on?
So I have the Ravens out of the AFC and the Bucks. I'm thinking we're going to see the baby goat versus the goat, Lamar versus Brady.
Yeah, well, that would be amazing, actually. And, you know, the last time we saw it, the baby goat versus the goat, which, of course, is Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady, the actual goat ended up victorious there. And the baby goat didn't even get one single touchdown, which was wild to see. I know I had the Chiefs. It was very depressing for me. But I learned. Here's the thing. I was like, don't bet against Tom Brady. And I agree with you. Usually don't bet against Tom Brady, especially in those big games. The only thing that I can see happening to the Bucks again, or really with any team, is injuries. Can they stay healthy? Usually the healthiest team, or the team that gets healthy towards the end, is the one that can go far. So we'll just have to see, you know, as the season goes, you know, who can stay healthy. Because I think that's who's going to have the best record. And that's who's likely going to win the Super Bowl.
No, of course. You know, any given Sunday, and football is such a violent sport that really, you know, so much of it is a degree of luck of, like you said, who can stay healthy. We saw the Ravens. They were decimated last year. And we talked about Serena and Venus Williams. Like, again, how is Brady doing this? Like, the sport that he's playing, the abuse that these guys take. You know, I know he doesn't get hit a ton and he gets the ball out quick, but still, to be 40 plus playing in the NFL, like, those hits are, they're like car accidents. They literally.
Well, that's the funny thing, is I feel like we talk all the time about players who are injury prone. Like, it's such a negative thing, like a Jimmy Garoppolo or a George Kittle or, you know, even Odell, like, oh, people who are injury prone. How could you not be injury prone? The people that are able to stay healthy in this game is actually more amazing than the people that get hurt.
Yeah, like, you remember, like, Andrew Luck had a lacerated kidney. Like, that's an injury you get in, like, crazy car wrecks. So, man, yeah, these guys are faster than ever, stronger than ever. The padding is, like, those shoulder pads, they're so light now. They're able to move so fast. I remember a few years ago, I was listening to a doctor who, like, talk about the hits and the injuries these guys are taking. And he literally said they're equivalent to a car wreck, which is just nuts that these guys are running around the field full speed, just mashing each other. You know, we love to watch it as fans, but
God bless them. Have you seen also, I think they started last year and they've been doing it more, those kind of padded caps that they're wearing on during training camp, at least on their helmets, to try to lower the impact. I believe if just one person is wearing it, it lowers the impact to your head about 10%. If both players are wearing it, it can lower it 20% on the impact, which is huge when you think about CTE and the hits that these guys are taking. So it's in training camp now. I think they have to wear it, like linebackers, tight ends, and somebody else, some other group has to wear it for training camp up to the first two games. So, but it'll be interesting to see how that progresses. And maybe, you know, in a year or two, everybody's going to be wearing those big puffy helmets, which, to be honest, if it was going to save me from getting CTE or getting some head injuries, I would wear it all day long.
Yeah, I'm honestly pretty surprised. I know they've done stuff, but they've more so altered the game kind of as far as like the hits you can make. They haven't really done
much to protect
the players. Yeah, and it's wild because in 10, 20 years, like what, like how many parents, I'm not a parent, so I don't know this, but like how many parents like are less likely to let their kids go play football now? You know, we unfortunately RIP Demaryius Thomas, but we just saw he had CTE. Think about in 10 years, 20 years, what's going to come out with these players. Like, you know, hopefully it's not as bad as we would think. But I think football, if they don't do something to change that, like, the sport could be in jeopardy.
I agree with you.
And
I talked to a lot of former players as well. Like, would you let your kid, you know, because they have sons, would you let your kid play football? And they always say not until high school. Because you see these tykes, you know, and I know that there's flag football and stuff, but these little kids that are doing any kind of tackling, the injury to their brain, especially while they're growing, is just a little bit too scary. But I feel like by the time you get into high school, you know, you can maybe take the hits a little bit better. But I would agree. I, even as someone who loves football, and again, I don't have children as well, I would have to think about if I would let my child. But hopefully by that time, there will be a lot more technology.
I know we talked about this last week, but have you seen the NFL? They with the whole Deshaun Watson thing now, Goodell came out and said there's enough evidence that he should be suspended for a full year. Like, what does that mean? Because if there's enough evidence that he was doing the things he was doing, the guy should never play football again.
Yes, Kenny, I agree with you. But I do think that, you know, legally, it's interesting. I don't know if they could ban him for life or if it's just a suspension type of thing. But I do think it's interesting, and I do like, actually, that the NFL came back and said there's enough evidence to suspend him for longer. But yes, I agree. Someone who allegedly commits that level of sexual misconduct, I don't think deserves a place in the league. But again, we are not the governing body. We aren't, you know, we're not a part of it. We're not in the bylaws. So whatever they deem to be appropriate for them, for the NFL, whatever Goodell says, then I guess that's what goes. But it will be definitely interesting to see how that turns out. I was talking to a sports lawyer, actually, who was on the show last week, who said that he could potentially defer if you know, the NFL comes down and let's say that he gets a different sentence, maybe it's an entire year, he could say, well, I'm going to appeal it and let's defer it for another year. So it's potential that he could play week one or even entire season while they figure that out, which would be mind-boggling. I don't think anybody expected.
Yeah, that would be, I was listening. That was like the same thing that he was saying, like Brady did, right? During the Flakegate scandal. Yeah, that would be crazy. And, you know, I mean, if he's going to be suspended to six games, like we talked about the schedule that the Browns have early, they should just get it done because it's a pretty soft schedule, you know, in the early going. But yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see how this whole thing plays out. We're so close to the start of the season already. Like, from a betting angle, like it might be a good place to just fade the Browns. Like there's got to be so much turmoil and confusion in that locker room. Like football is such a continuity sport. Like it takes time to get, you know, acclimated, like with your teammates and the timing of everything. So fading the Browns might be the move early.
I agree with you, but I also think this could be a good place for Jimmy Garoppolo. We know for sure now that Trey Lance is the starter. They're going to look to move Jimmy. If he gets a bigger suspension, or maybe it's for an entire year, this, I think, would be a good spot for Jimmy to go to. So that's why I'm most interested, but that is one of the reasons I'm very interested to see how this Deshaun Watson case works out, because I think that's a perfect spot for Jimmy to go.
Do you know if, let's say he does get suspended for like the whole year or whatever, do the Browns like still have to pay him? Is there any like, do the Browns have any options as far as like,
they structured his contract very smartly, thinking that it was potentially that he could get suspended for the entire year. They're only paying him $1 million for the first year. His big hundreds of millions of dollars doesn't set in until year two. So they actually would be safe right there, because they're only paying him $1 million either way. Moxie Betts is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it. Must be 21 or older. Moving right along, let's get into Mox Locks, where we give you our best bets for the evening. And I only have one play today, which is the opposite of what I did on Monday. Monday, I decided to take the A's money line, and that did not work out well for me. So I'm doing the opposite today, and I'm taking the Angels money line. This is at plus 110. They've got right-hander Touki Toussaint on the mound tonight. It's actually his first start after coming out of the bullpen twice this season. He's got a 4.32 ERA and 9 strikeouts with a 1.32 whip. He's up against Blackburn today, 7-6 record, similar ERA, 4.28. But the Athletics have just not been great when they're favored on the money line at home. They are 5-10 record on the money line at home. They're also 1-5 straight up in their last six games when playing against the Los Angeles Angels. And they're only 2-4 straight up in their last six games at home. So I just feel like it's a good spot to continue to fade the A's and back the Angels here.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the Athletics struggle at home. Paul Blackburn as well, he's a pitcher who pitches significantly better on the road than he does at home. I mean, doesn't take a genius to figure it out. Go look at the Athletic Stadium. You know, the stadium's empty. It's falling apart. What player wants to play there? It's probably a terrible feeling walking into that stadium. So, the Angels for the crib today.
Let's go. Okay, you've got a couple plays today. What are you liking?
Yeah, so I haven't locked these in yet because I'm just waiting on lineups, but I'm looking at the Marlins. I know it's scary fading the Phillies, but we got the Marlins at plus money right now with Sandy Alcantara pitching.
Yep.
You know, favorite to win the NL Cy Young. Guy's a machine.
Coming off a shutout, right? Didn't he just have a shutout on Wednesday?
Yep. Last Wednesday he had pitched a complete game shutout, I think a couple strikeouts. So I'm fully expect him to keep that train going. He's looked great all season long. Phillies hit lefties better than they hit righties, so good matchup for him. And then another one I'm looking at is the Orioles. I'm not positive if I'm going to lock this one in yet because, again, waiting on lineups.
Yeah.
But when you look at the line movement, the Blue Jays opened up around minus 170 range, and I'm seeing over 75-80% of the tickets and handle on the Blue Jays. But that line has dropped already like 20 cents. I saw it before I hopped on here. They were sitting around minus 150. So anytime I see that reverse line movement like that, I love to just ride. Because essentially what you're doing there is you're riding with the sports books, right?
Yeah.
Like everyone's on one side. The line's dropping the other way. It's almost like what the sports book is doing is saying, hey, we're going to make this line even more enticing for the people so they can continue to bet more money on it and hoping that they clean up. So the Orioles have been, probably since the All-Star break, the hottest team in one of, if not the hottest team in baseball. They just can't seem to lose games. So why not? Get them at plus money. I was on them yesterday. So keep that train going.
Keep that train going. I like that. Obviously, anytime Alcantara is on the mound, it's a good time to back the Marlins. And anytime you see that reverse line movement, like you said, it's a good time to ride with the sports book. So I guess I'll wait to see what you do when these lineups come out for the Orioles. But I think those are two great bets. Kenny, thank you so much for coming on the show today. He will be back on Wednesday and every Wednesday. This has been Moxie Betts presented by Caesars Sportsbook. We will see you on Friday. And don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Betts, or you can follow me at Katie Mox on Twitter and at Katie Mox Betts on Instagram. See you Friday.